G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. Part 6. How do you become a Christian? Having heard or read all this, if you want to turn to God, there is no need for delay. You can do it right now. God is always ready and willing to take you as his own right now, accept you as his child right now. You only have to ask him to forgive you and to give you help on the journey ahead, which he will do by giving you the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is a nurturing and personal partnership, a relationship between God and yourself. The act of deciding to change course in midlife, regardless of your age, young, old, middle-aged, is what is called conversion. You may also know it by the term or phrase born again, or deciding to be a Christian. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone, becoming utterly dependent upon him, your life has turned to God. That means you have changed your intentions in the way you are going to live in the future. However, once you have made that decision, you leave behind your spiritual isolation and rebellion against him. As you live each day, becoming more involved with Jesus day by day, you will discover you are changing, being transformed. You will find yourself doing things that please God, that please Jesus, and developing your relationship with him. And now a natural question follows. How is that relationship developed? Until you enter into a personal relationship with God, sin, that is all that which alienates you from God, controls your rebellion against him. This sin, or sins, are seen in your attitudes and your activities. God asks you to accept his management and guidance of your life. When you do that, when you hand over management and guidance to God, God's point of view and his strength will become your point of view and your source of strength. You turn your mind, will, and heart to him for all you do. If you want to become a Christian, right now, there are 3 simple steps to take. First, admit that you have done wrong against God and his ways, and you are to turn away from those attitudes and activities. 2. Believe and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior from the consequences of the anger of God towards you and your tendency to sin. Call on him. Call on Jesus. Receive, trust, obey, and worship him in all facets of life, recognizing him for who he is and what he has done. Thirdly, accept the Holy Spirit of God into your life as the major motivating force for what you do, what you think, what your attitudes are. And once sin has been confessed, once you have done that, Jesus is believed in and trusted in as Savior, and the Holy Spirit has entered your life, then you are a Christian. Wow! No other moment in life can be greater than that. All these things happen together instantly as you turn to God, being ready to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. How can you be assured that you are a Christian? More on that tomorrow in Part 7. But for now, a couple of questions for you to ponder. Firstly, Why is guidance from God needed now that I am a Christian, if you are one? And secondly, what is stopping me from becoming a Christian right now? If you have made this decision to become a Christian, please do let us know. We would love to help you further. You can contact us at dave@partakers.co.uk or via the website where you found this podcast. If you become a Christian, welcome to the family of God. You now have a global family of brothers and sisters. Amen. Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.